is Michael Laffey of Michael Laffey Life Coaching. This is my very first audio boo, and it's Tuesday, the 4th of June 2013. So very excited, very nervous. But here we go. So I thought we'd start with the brain. It's what helps us interpret everything. How we move, what we do, how we react, the fight, the flight, everything. So I just thought I'd think back to a program which I thought was really interesting not too long ago, BBC Horizon, and the program was called The Creative Brain. And what it did was it actually talked us through how the brain operates and how we can come to more creative solutions, which, you know, in relation to life coaching, I think is a really good thing. So what I came away with, having watched the program, were the following. The brain holds lots of information in different parts of the brain. It's all over the place. We know that. And we know that we've also got logical and creative ways of thinking. We've got left-hand side and right-hand side processing. We've heard those terms too, so that's good. And it's various stimuli that fire connections between different parts of the brain, so we know that. But it's those stimuli that hit the right-hand side of the brain that actually creates the more creative outcome. And that's because in the right-hand side of the brain, it has the ability to actually make connections between totally disparate bits of information, things that are totally unrelated. And so that makes sense in terms of the creativity. But what it needs to do that is, when it focuses on the right-hand side of the brain, it actually needs to shut down other stimuli. And the way that they put this across in the program was that if you were to think of an image in your mind's eye, the best way of doing it, and the most powerful way of doing it, is often to shut your own eyes. Shut down your sight so that you can actually focus on the visual in your head. And so in relation to right-hand side processing for creative problem solving, what they suggested was go and do something that's unrelated to your problem. In this case, it was a puzzle, I think. And people went off and they did various things. Utterly mundane, a little bit taxing, but fine. Kind of in the flow stuff, and that could easily be another program actually. But what they say is go and do that, and actually in that you will have your creative answer, which I think we relate to too. You know, we have aha moments in our mundane moments, such as, you know, running, cycling, swimming, cooking, washing the dishes. We've all been there. So I think it's good. It allows us to actually have permission to step away and allow ourselves some creative space. And I think that's what coaching does too. So I hope you enjoyed that. MichaelLaffey.co.uk, Michael TLC.